This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Patriots Report, part of the Believe Network, joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Hogan. I'm Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast, and tell all of your friends who are Patriots fans to do the same. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country, in airports, and on YouTube. Also, be sure to check out my Patriots coverage in the Boston Globe and bostonglobe.com. This episode of the Patriots Report is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, with MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow when it comes to your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Today on the Patriots Report, Chris Hogan and I have some takeaways from the first open OTA session, including whether or not it means anything that Bailey Zappe was getting reps ahead of Drake May, the level of concern with Matthew Judon and Devon Godshaw not being there, and May's continuing quest to build chemistry within the offense. We also look over the schedule and make our way too early predictions on a final record. That and much more up now, only on the Patriots Report. Chris, let's start here. It is an Allergy Tuesday, and so I'm all dosed up on Benadryl. So at the very least, this show should be interesting. I spent all day outside yesterday. We're taping this on Tuesday morning. Was outside all day yesterday at OTAs in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And my take on OTAs, it's a little bit like when you see a mirage. After, you know, years in the desert, you're thirsty, you want some to drink, and you walk toward it thinking, okay, well, there's going to be water there, and it's obviously just a mirage. OTAs, we've been so thirsty for actual football activity, we go to it, and it's nothing but guys in t-shirts and shorts. Yeah. And it's football, and I'm putting on my quote fingers here when I say this, it's football, but we can kind of draw a few things from it, and we're going to try and draw a few things from it when it comes to what we saw yesterday. First of all, I'm interested to get your take on this as a player. Are we making too much of the fact that the reps for the quarterbacks on Monday went as follows: Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappe, Drake May, Joe Milton? Should we read anything into that, or are we just making way too much of it here in late May?
Well, I mean, it sounds like they made up their mind in Foxborough. It sounds like Jacoby's going to start. We got Zappe backing up. May's going to be, he's going to be on the bench, maybe dressed, maybe not. And Milton's our practice. I mean, it looks like we have our roster right there.
Done.
We've made up our mind.
Next problem.
Listen, I mean, I don't know. I was watching this morning some of Gerard mic'd up, and It seems to me this, the energy is, it seems good. I mean, you tell me, because you obviously have been there. Bill obviously never was a guy to be walking around saying too much, nor would he ever be mic'd up during, like, you know, during one of these things.
Exactly.
It kind of seems a little lax, you know, like we're kind of just going through the motions. I get it. OTAs, rookies just came in. you know, guys are getting back into football stuff. You know, we're kind of just like gradually kind of ramping this up. You don't want to, you know, we don't want to peak too early, but you know, May's a rookie. I think Gerard knows that. I think that the rest of the organization knows that. And I believe that there's definitely some talks to be like, hey, listen, you're going to compete for the starting job, but you got to earn it too. This is not just going to be like, here you go. Here's the starting quarterback job of the New England Patriots. Good luck. I think they want to see him, you know, work his way up towards that. And I'm sure that there's a ton of positivity behind it. Brissett obviously has been there, knows the system, you know, or actually doesn't know the system, but has been in the organization before. And then Zappe, obviously there last year. So I think they're giving the guys that were there a chance to have those reps and kind of show the rookie how to work. You know, how to be a pro. These kids don't know anything. They just went through rookie minicamp with what, 30 guys? Like, yeah. They know nothing. They don't know which way is up and which way is down at this point. So they still got to figure it out. So getting into the first OTAs, like the vets are going to take the reps. They're going to show these guys how to work. They're going to show them how we practice. And then it's going to gradually increase. And then obviously, you know, we go into training camp and then I think we're going to probably see some things change.
One more note on Jacoby really quickly, if I could. We talked to him last week, last Thursday, and you're just reminded of how good a guy he is. We asked him about the potential awkwardness in the room. No one knows who's number one. Look, Zappe was here last year. Milton clearly, you know, wants to contribute in some form or fashion. And Jacoby said, look, I have no ego in this thing. It's just, you know, whatever's best for the team. We all want to start. Everyone knows everyone wants to start. If you didn't want to start, you wouldn't be here, quite frankly. Yep. He also went out of his way to praise Bailey Zappe, which I thought was big of him. He said, look, this guy's no slouch. He's played games in the NFL. He's won games in the NFL, and he didn't need to do that. And look, a lot of it is lip service, but I think it just speaks to the general tone of that room as we sit here in late May, that, you know, things still have to shake out. And look, that Jacoby's the guy.
We need to get Jacoby Brissett on this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
I want to talk. He's one of my, he came into the NFL. Right?
Well, here
Brady was suspended.
Yeah. You work. Let's be really clear here. You were with him in the locker room. You were in that same bank of lockers. You were right next to him during some real formative points in his career.
Yeah.
What kind of a guy is he? What kind of teammate is he? What are the Patriots getting here when we're talking about Jacoby Brissett?
He was a rookie that did not come to New England to start. We had Tom Brady, we had Jimmy Garoppolo, and then we brought in Jacoby. And the whole year there was this, like, you know, turmoil, right? Like, it was there, but it wasn't there. People wanted to talk about it, but didn't want to talk about it because Tom was suspended. You know, we drafted Jimmy. He's going to be the new face of the organization eventually. And Tom's, you know, on his way out. So, like, Jacoby was just kind of like silently in the background, just learning and playing. And he was just, he was just overall a good teammate, man. He had good energy about him. He played hard. He did all the practice squad stuff. He never whined. He never complained. We go out in Houston Thursday night or Monday night?
Thursday,
Dude had a broken hand because Jimmy, you know, decided not to play that game because of his shoulder, like a couple hours before the game. And, like, imagine that, right? Rookie quarterback. Hey, man, you're up. Good luck, dude. I know you can't grip a football, but, you know, let's make the best of it. And, dude, we went out there and won the freaking game. Yeah, sure, we ran the ball 50 times and we ran it down Houston's throat for like 300 yards. But, dude, also broke off a freaking 65-yard touchdown, ran all the way down the field. And, like, bro, I mean, he won the locker room for the rest of his career. I guarantee you anyone that was on that team has Jacoby's back because of that game. 100%. I think that he just, over the course of his career, he was always a guy, you know, kept getting better, was never always someone brought in that was like, okay, you're definitely the starter. But, like, he always competes. He's going to go out there and compete, and he's going to give you good plays, and he's going to try hard. And I think he's a good teammate and a good leader, and he's a good – I'm changing the tune of my voice here on bringing Jacoby. I think he's the right person to be in this position right now from everything I've heard.
It feels like it.
Yeah,
it does. It just getting the, you know, getting a chance to speak with him the other day, watching him on the field, watching him interact with his teammates, talking to coaches. He feels like the right man for the moment. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback and they're going to go, you know, 14-3 and they're going to go deep into January. But for a guy who needs to be a bridge guy, he seems to fit the profile absolutely perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching Brady had all those guys out there with Jay-Z and a couple of guys. And he said something interesting, you know, this day and age of football players, it's so much more about me than we. And Tom obviously was never that guy. You know, he took pay cuts for over a decade so that he could bring in better players and better, you know, surround himself with good players. And they didn't have to be the best, but guys that are just going to work their ass off. And Jacoby is a guy who is cut from that mold, right? He's more about the team and winning football games. And he has, I think he's just very, he feels very blessed to be in the position that he is. And he doesn't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. He's not the guy that's going to be like wishing for Drake May to screw up when he gets into the football game. He's going to be the guy that's going to come straight over to Drake after he throws his first pick in the NFL, whenever that is, in practice or a game or whatever. And he's going to talk to him and keep his head up. You know, that's, I think that's the type of guy that Jacoby is. And I think that's the person that you want in that position whenever that transition happens, right? Whether that's in week one or week seven or whatever, whenever he gets in the football game, you need someone that's going to help this kid along, right? Because again, we can sit here and say, like, you know, we're going to give him a runway and he's going to have the time to grow and whatnot. But fans aren't like that. Media is not, like, you know, like, people are going to, they're going to beat this kid down when he gets, if he good, bad, or indifferent, like, they're going to find a way to be like, okay, was this kid the right decision? And that's okay. You know, he's not going to play perfect football, and he's got to have people that he can talk to, that he can, you know, be positive and keep working on his craft. I think Jacoby's a guy. I think Gerard's a coach. I don't really know Alex Van Pelt, but I hope that he's going to help him just continue to progress and get better. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be interesting going into training camp, especially with that, you know, this Zappy guy. You know, we'll see, you know, we haven't talked about him enough, but I like that we're bringing him up.
It really is. It's fascinating because Mayo, I guess, in an interview with SI, talked about going from four quarterbacks to three. And we've discussed this on a couple of occasions now where you, some different scenarios, whether it's a trade of Bailey Zappi, whether it's Joe Milton moving to injured reserve because of the Foxborough flu, whatever the case may be, things are going to kind of shuffle around a little bit here between now and the start of the year. I can't imagine that they're going to go with four. And I think part of that is what the two quarterbacks are going to do, how that's all going to play out. If they feel comfortable with both Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, maybe you don't necessarily need to keep Bailey Zappi around. If Drake May is not coming along in the summer like you hoped, maybe you keep Bailey Zappi around and you send Joe Milton off to work on his, you know, short game in the meantime. You know, I'm curious to get your take on this specifically to when it comes to May, and this came up a couple of times yesterday. It's got to be a challenge for him to show leadership skills at a position that demands leadership, but also be deferential to the veterans. How difficult a prospect is that for a guy in that position to walk that line between rallying his guys and being a leader on the field, but also, hey, come on, kid, you're a rookie. You're 21, 22 years old. Know your place.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's exactly what you said. It's know your place. But once you step into a NFL locker room and you step onto an NFL field, there are no rookies and vets anymore. It's about performance. So I don't really give a shit if you're the first year guy or a 10-year guy. If you want to open your mouth and you want to be a leader, back it up, right? And be the guy that wants to go out there, make plays, do the right thing, know the playbook. So the more competent he is in obviously knowing, telling people what they have if they ask him a question, knowing the playbook, knowing the huddle calls, knowing all that stuff, being loud in the huddle, it does not matter. Now, listen, you go into a locker room and you know, you're in the weight room or in the training room, different story, right? Now you're a rookie, right? Someone asks you to get off the table, like get off the table, let a vet get in there. Or, you know, if a vet asks you to go, you know, take his pads back to the locker room, take his, like, that's all part of the game, man. It's, but on the field, dude, it's really about him. It's how confident is he in his overall performance and his abilities? And then I think it's really, you got to know the playbook, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to be able to get into that huddle, not screw up the play, be able to call it very, like, loudly, and everyone knows, like, speak it very well. And then and really just kind of directing people. If, you know, listen, guys are going to be, you know, this way and that way. Rookies, you know how it is first day. You see guys are like, start on the right side, and then they're sprinting all the way over to the left side. So, like, that's fine. Tell them where to go. Be that quarterback. Be the guy on the offense that's going to be able to command this team and kind of put everyone where they need to be. And people are going to quickly forget that he's a rookie.
Be authoritative is sure. the phrase that, exactly. that comes to mind. That you get in and out of the huddle quickly and efficiently. In the phrase that I always think of too is Bill, and Bill's uses, look, if we're going to be wrong, we're all going to be wrong together. Yep. So if you're going to make a mistake, do it with some purpose.
Yeah, do it fast. Do it at 100%, and we'll make the corrections on film.
Last quarterback question I have for you. I thought about you yesterday when I saw Joe Milton unleash a 60-yard just effort pass down the sidelines to a guy, you know, to one of the equipment guys just at the end of a drill. He struggled with short stuff. What's up?
Just on a rope.
Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. And you can see it on, I think I retweeted it at some point. Showed up on social media yesterday. Just the short and intermediate stuff, he's not as consistent as he should be.
Yeah.
At this stage of his career. And he certainly isn't, I think, a guy who can take significant snaps. But look, and I had this question in the mailbag this week. I can see a scenario if he ends up sticking around as a gadget guy. You know, he ran for almost 300 yards last year, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, put him in the backfield. Talk about that. Yeah.
You know, run some Wildcat stuff. Think outside the box. I think Van Pelt is creative enough to look at him as another possibility. Again, this is all contingent on him, you know, taking care of his business between now and then. If he ends up sticking around on the roster, I think he could be, you can make a case for him to be an intriguing puzzle piece in 2024.
Yeah, I think it's more of a 2025 thing.
Yeah.
I think that if he sticks around, I think it's really hard, especially with a rookie, to throw into just like gadget, you know, whether that's, you know, the Wildcat stuff or put him in the backfield and kind of switching things around. I think it would be a lot for this year. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, I don't call plays. So Van Pelt could have a totally wildly different idea than me, but it's gotta be like a playbook. It's gotta be this, you know, group of plays that we know down pat and that we can run very, very efficiently, that we're confident in, because, you know, we've seen some of this stuff done before and it doesn't work out that well, right? It just kind of, you throw it in there and then everyone is just like, you know that you haven't practiced it enough. Everyone's not confident. You got guys running all over the place. But listen, I hope that he's on the team. I hope that he gets a chance, because obviously he has an incredible arm. I think that he just has to learn how to be an NFL quarterback, you know? And like you said, in college, they asked him to throw the ball 50 yards down the field every single play, probably. You know, not most of it was deep stuff. And if the short stuff wasn't open, he was taken off and running, right? He's a good athlete. So use that to our advantage, right? Like, let's teach this kid how to be a quarterback, but also a guy, like, let's not take him out of, like, what he does best. Like, let him be a quarterback. Get him on the run. Move him out of the pocket. Let him do different things and see what he can do. So I'm looking forward to the preseason when this kid gets us some snaps in the, fourth preseason game, and he just freaking lights it up, and now we
all
have
lose our minds.
A whole quarterback controversy now.
We all lose our minds. It's what happened last summer with Malik Cunningham. It's going to happen again this summer. It's part of, you know, it's part of August in the NFL.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Should we be worried at all that Matthew Judon and Von Gottschall weren't there? I mean, you think that Judon might be working through some contract stuff. I did talk to some people at Gillette Stadium who said that, look, he's been around, he's been getting his work in. And in his case, I don't know enough about Gottschall to comment, but I think in Judon's case, it feels a little bit more like a veteran prerogative.
Yeah. I'd have to know, like, years past, like, has he shown up to OTAs? Like,
yeah,
is
he's been good. He's been good. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't strike me as the guy that doesn't want to be there. But also, listen, at the end of the day, these aren't mandatory, right? And some guys are, you know, with a new team, yes, I do think it's a little odd that he's not there just because of how much of a leadership role that he kind of took last year. But again, like, some guys want some more time with their, I get that. I do understand. I was never in the position to miss these sort of things, but, you know, if you have to miss a few days here and there just because you want a little bit more time with your family before it's like, hey, say goodbye to them till, you know, next January, pretty much. Like, I do understand that. So, you know, and I don't know what his contract situation is, but
he has one more year, and there is some talk about him wanting more money now that they've taken. And look, and this is, I'm probably projecting this on him, but you see the contracts that were given out, and we could talk a little bit about this, Barmore, Duggar, Owenu,
yeah,
that, you know, Matthew Judon could be standing there saying, okay, well, I'm up next, let's take care
what's,
of me.
Do you, what's he's due to make this year?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
That'd be interesting to look at. I mean, maybe he is. Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, he's coming off an injury, so that's one thing. But he also played his ass off when he was in and was one of the better defensive players with one of the better defenses in the league. So, in my opinion, if we have the cash to spend this year, he would be a guy that I would invest in. Like, it doesn't need to be this enormous long-term deal, but I think it needs to be we can make it something that's worthwhile for him to maybe be around for the next 2 years, right? 2-3 years, whatever that is, and help build this team, you know, with this new organization. So if that's the issue, I think that's a player worth investing in 100%.
It was OTAs, and so you take it all with a grain of salt, but watching that defense yesterday, even without Judon and Gottschall, they're going to be really good.
How's Christian look?
Yeah, Christian looked good. Christian was moving well. But you look at the roster, you look at the depth chart on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Barmore, Gottschall, Judon, Uche, Bentley, Peppers, Duggar, Marcus Jones, John Jones. It's just name after name. That's just, it's a really impressive group. And again, a lot of it obviously hinges on whether or not the really important guys, the core guys, can stay healthy.
Yeah.
But Barmore is just cleared for what looks to be a fantastic season. You know, Duggar's back in the fold. It just, I have all sorts of questions on the offensive side of the ball, starting with a quarterback.
Don't we all?
And the offensive, new offensive coordinator and all that. I have no questions about what this team is capable of on defense.
I don't think anyone's going to question it.
I just the way they look, their ability to roll out playmakers on all three levels, the consistency that this group showed last year, even without Gonzalez and Judon for a bulk of the season, they kept teams in games. And I think we're going to see that again this year.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, no one knows what this offense is capable of. And, you know, again, just watching it yesterday, if you're optimistic, hey, maybe they can pull some things together. This defense, there's no question about the state of this defense.
Yeah. I'm interested to see when we go into training camp, put some pads on, you know, because this is a defense that is going to be extremely challenging to play against. You know, I think, you know, 2016, 2017, both of those training camps, when that defense, you know, we had all of those guys, you know, Stefan was there, Malcolm was there, Logan was there, you know, obviously Devin, you know, we had all these guys, Hightower. I mean, we had so many guys. I mean, that defense going against those guys, that battle when we were doing one-on-ones or team drills, you know, and 2 minute stuff, like, I mean, that was as competitive as any game that we'd ever played in those years, you know, in the real stuff. So I love that they are that, you know, they're that core group is still together and they are going to hopefully continue to play really, really well because it's going to be good for our offense. This is going to be, I hope that, you know, Gerard is like, listen, man, they're do not let up on these guys. Make it as hard as freaking possible for this offense to complete place and win. Because if this is hard now, hopefully the season will get a little bit easier. Now, you know, we don't want to like totally deflate them, but, you know, make it hard for them in the beginning. You know, let's make it really tough. Make these guys come together and kind of see what we're made of here, especially when Drake is in there. You know, when stuff kind of goes, you know, stuff hits the fan, you know, it's like, okay, cool. What are you going to do? Right. You're going to be a guy that just kind of puts his head down and doesn't start talking, or are you going to bring the guys over to the sideline and rally the troops here a little bit? So there, I guarantee you, mark my words, there will be that one point during this training camp where there's going to be a huddled offense surrounded by one of the quarterbacks, and you will know who the starting quarterback is going to be in that moment. Guaranteed.
As a veteran, it's obviously different for different guys, but what are you looking to get out of OTAs? What's the most important thing for you to work on? If you're a veteran guy, if you're coming back into the building, you know your business, you've taken care of your business, you've been in the league 3, 4, 5 years. What do you want to get done during this series of practices?
I think you're working on your craft. You're getting back. You had a little bit of a break here. You've been going through the motion. Well, you haven't been going through the motion, but you've just been doing workouts. You're on the field. You're doing just drills, routes on air. So you finally get a chance to be in front of people, get some team drills together, go 7-on-7. So this is the start, right? You want to take you, this is the bottom of the hill where we want to build. We want to be doing stuff as a team, but also like personally, take this time. You know, go over the playbook. You know, make sure that you know the playbook. If we're doing new plays, you know, just I was always constantly learning. You know, from day one I got in the NFL to the last day that I was in there. So whether that was trying to read defenses better or run certain routes better, always, you know, constantly working on something. I used it. OTAs was really an opportunity for me to get back to used to like running with someone in front of me. So I, you know, one-on-ones, put someone in there, so, you know, something that's not going to be super physical, but you can work on your different releases, stuff that you can carry on into training camp and then into the season, you know, let's figure out what works, what doesn't work. So I, you know, I took a lot of time for me as a player, but also, you know, working on things that, you know, you didn't do well the past season, or as a team, you know, how are we going to handle, you know, we missed a million sight adjusts last year, a million of probably every single one. You know, let's work on that, man. Let's work on that sort of communication, like these little things, the things that don't always come up in a game, but when it does, we can nail it. Mm-hmm. So that quarterback receiver relationship, obviously, I think is something I always worked on, especially when Tom was there or whoever was there. I always wanted to make sure that we were on the same page. So OTA, you have the time. So take the time, work on the little things, because sooner than we know, you're going to be, you know, hitting the ground running, and there's not going to be time for that. It's going to be whoever goes out there and performs the best and knows what they're doing is going to be on the field.
We talked last week about currying favor with the new quarterback, Drake May. I thought it was interesting that the last three guys on the field during Monday's OTAs, Drake May, Jalen Polk, and Javon Baker, all walking up the field together. Isn't that sweet?
It's real cute. I see the stuff. I watch some of his mic'd up stuff. I love it, man. I mean, I think that you have three guys that are genuinely a they think they should have been drafted higher. So they have a little bit of that chip on their shoulder, which I love. And you got three guys that just seem to be excited to be playing in the NFL. And that's what you want, man. I mean, that I want to see that, but I want to see it. We talked about it last time. This has got to continue, right? And we can't just get comfortable and then all of a sudden kind of, we start one guy doesn't do well or this or that. Like, you got to keep picking each other up and building each other up and keep working on your stuff. And, hopefully that relationship can continue to grow between all of them. But like also, don't single each other out, man. Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of other guys on this team. Bring them all together. If you got Drake, if you got two guys that want to do extra work, then grab every single other receiver and bring them out there and have nine guys walking off the field at the end of OTAs. Mm-hmm. Right? Because these two guys, they are not your starters right now. Right? So let's get the vets out there. Ask them to do extra work. Listen, not every vet is going to be like, oh, yeah, man, I want to do extra work in the first day of OTA. That's fine. But, like, ask him. You might be the starting quarterback. Get out there. Hey, man, I just want to work on a couple things. Or can I talk to you about how do you see this? Can you just walk
and it's about being it's almost about being deferential and being like, hey, I need your help with something like, that I'm trying to work through. Can you?
Yeah, man. Around? Like, I've never run the pop or the seven. How are you going to run the comeback? Just show me the top of it. Little things. Maybe it takes two reps and you get that. Now you got a vet in there. And then you get all the rookies. Use the rookies. Use all the rest of them. They got a bunch. How many receivers do we have in the roster right now? Like, get them all out there. Throw your reps. Get them in. Show the team. You're being evaluated, man. Like, that's great that you got three guys walking the field. But, like, there should be 10. Get them out there. You want the reps. Get the reps. If you didn't get them in practice, then get them all out there. So that's my suggestion. I don't need to see three. I want to see 10, 12 guys. Get David Andrews out there. Take some snaps.
It made me think of a Tom Brady circle of trust. We would always go when we were sitting up on the hill and Brady would always get, it was like you and Edelman and Gronk.
That was like a rite of passage when Tom asked me to catch for him after practice. Like, heck yeah, man.
What was that like? Do you remember that? Do you remember the first time that happened?
Yeah. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't remember, but it was, it was in training camp. We were on the lower field and we were finishing up. I mean, listen, it's not like I was not tired, but this dude asked me to run routes for him and catch. Like, I don't care if I was hurt or couldn't even walk at the end of practice. Like, yes, I am there. I will stay with you for however many hours you want to throw. Like, that was an easy one for me, right? But even if it's later on in my career, I have rookie quarterbacks or Sam Darnold or who else was I with? When I was in Buffalo, it does EJ Manuel, all these kind of Tyrod Taylor. If they ask you to do extra work, you're gonna do the extra work. You can walk through stuff, but it's all about that communication, man. Just keep talking. So Drake, get them all out there. Get the whole damn team out there.
All right, I want to switch gears here before we wrap up. The schedule came out last week, and we know where the Patriots are going to be playing and when. And I want to walk through, do we want to do wins and losses right now? Do we want to go do a win, loss, win, loss, win, loss? Do we want to do something easy like that, or you just want to go through?
All right, let's do it. Yeah, let's okay. Go. Let's go.
All right. Regular season starts, and I'll mark these down for you. I already have them. Sunday, September 8th at Cincinnati.
Loss.
Sunday, September 15th versus Seattle. Home.
Home opener?
Yeah.
Win.
Right. Okay. Thursday night at the Jets, September 19th.
Win.
September 29th at San Francisco.
Loss.
All right. You are, so far, you are a lot more generous than I am here through the first four games of the season. Sunday, October 6th.
I'm optimistic.
All right. Sunday, September 6th, home against Miami.
Win.
Sunday, October 13th, home versus Houston.
Loss.
We go to London. Sunday, October 20th. Against Jacksonville. Technically it's an away game, but it's in London, obviously. So
loss.
All right. Home against the Jets Sunday, October 27th.
Win.
All right. Move to November, November 3rd at Tennessee.
Loss.
November 10th, Sunday at Chicago.
Win.
Maybe a Drake May, Caleb Williams matchup. Yeah, Sunday, yeah. November 17th versus the Rams at home.
Loss.
That's the sneaky, they are the sneaky toughest home opponent of the year.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Rams. Thanksgiving weekend on South Beach. Sunday,
okay,
November
real
24th.
Football starts. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. November 24th at Miami.
Loss.
Thanksgiving weekend. Sunday, December 1st, home against the Colts.
Win.
And there's the bye, remarkably late this year. Sunday, December 15th at Arizona.
Loss.
Sunday, December 22nd at Buffalo.
Loss.
And then there are two TBDs to end the season, home against the Chargers and home against Buffalo.
I think we'll split one of those.
All right, we'll split. All right, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have them going 7-10.
I told you I'm taking the over on 4 wins. So I think that there are a few games in there that maybe. Listen, I think it's tough to travel down to Miami. Mm-hmm. We've always been like that.
Yeah,
especially that late in the season. I think, Houston is a very good, I think they're a very good football team. I think they arguably might be the best team that we're going to play at home. I really do. I think they're going to come out and have another good year. I want to beat the Jets. I don't care who's the dang quarterback over there. I want to beat them. So I'm never going to give them a win over us. And we got tough away games, I mean, San Francisco, that's a tough game. Traveling to London, new team, new coach, they obviously know that routine. They play over there every single year. So that's going to be a tough one. Always tough on everybody, with the change of schedules and everything. And again, we're traveling to Arizona. That's another West Coast game. So that's kind of tough. So, some of those games could be toss-ups. What I would love to see this year is this sense of we can defend our turf. And we lost that last year big time. And I know that the fans felt that, and they want to see this team come out and fire on all cylinders. So if we want to do anything this year, the focus would be let's win at home. Let's win.
I have 7-10 as well. I will give you a few predictions. I called my shot on this. I think Drake May's first start is Sunday, December 1st, home against Indianapolis, and they're going to win. And I have them finishing the year strong. I have them finishing the year with, I think it's 3 wins in the last 4 games or 4 wins in the last 5 games.
Okay.
For me, if I'm a Patriots fan, I just want to see improvement toward the end of the year.
100%.
I want to see Trent. I'm going to keep my realistic. I'm going to keep my expectations realistic. And I think that there is an opportunity for them at the end of the year with some winnable games. Hold fingers here. Winnable games with a 4-13 coming off 4-13 season where you can feel good going into 2025.
Yeah. We don't need reinvent the wheel here, man. Yeah. But things are not going to be. You got a brand new team, brand new, offensive coordinator. I mean, listen, everybody wants to win. Everyone wants to go out there, score touchdowns, and win football games. That's why we're in this business. But like you said, let's be a little bit realistic here. Let's go out. Let's just continue to get better. And you want to see improvement every single game. regardless of who that is. It might just be on the defensive side or offensive side, or just play calling in general. I mean, we didn't, dude, the field position battle last year was horrendous.
Yeah.
We got crushed last year.
Yeah. And special teams should be better.
Yes. And they were starting it. Yeah. Most teams were starting across the 50. I mean, that's hard to win football games. I don't care who you are. Right. Like let's win some of these little things. Let's make teams go 90, 70 yards. And then let's do the same thing to them. Like that's what we want to see, you know, complimentary football. It was last year. It was, oh, defense played good. The offense didn't. Oh, the defense laid an egg. And now, oh, the offense came alive a little bit. And then special teams was just kind of the toss up. You know, it was, yeah, sometimes it was good, sometimes it wasn't. So there wasn't enough consistency. So I think that's really what we want to see across the board, is all phases playing consistent together.
Chris Hogan, thank you very much, my friend. If we don't talk between now and Memorial Day weekend, have a great Memorial Day weekend. And we will catch up again next week.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. One more reminder. This episode of the Patriot Report has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source this summer for all your MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow when it comes to your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and times, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.